What's up? Welcome to the 91st episode of the Brawlcast podcast. I'm your host, Brighton, and today I'm going to be going over balance changes, Lola info, and account progression. This is a very late episode. It's been a really rough week, so there haven't been any episodes. Probably going to start back up again. Very close to 100, which is going to be the Megasode with lots of family members, and it's going to be completely awful. Let's get right into it. So first, we are going to dive right into the Lola info. Her class is a damage dealer, and a lot of other brawlers' classes are changing, like, let me think. There's Gale is becoming a hybrid. Dynamite is also classed as a damage dealer. Mortis and Leon, they used to be like dashing assassins and stealthy assassins. Well, all the assassins are just now called assassins. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know. There's probably more that I'm not thinking of. But yeah, so Lola is a damage dealer. And whenever she looks at herself in a mirror, that's called her ego. So yeah, she's so self-centered, even more self-centered than me. I'm just kidding. But I'm not kidding. Kind of, maybe. Her attack is called Diamond Eyes, and she shoots the diamond eyes of her stuffed fox. And it does high damage, with like 392 damage per projectile, and there's 6 projectiles. That's a butt ton of damage. And then you add just a couple of other factors. It's so good. I will just tell you. Ooh. All right. So then, yeah. Next up is. This probably isn't going to be the best episode. And by the way, she is not an actor. If you care about lore, Lola is not an actor. She is simply a what is it called? It's a tour guide. So, like, she's not even an actor, and she acts like it. Sheesh! So, yeah, she shoots Diamond Eyes of her fox, does a lot of damage. Damage Dealer is honestly the best class they could have given her. Maybe they could have done, like, Fighter or something, but I honestly think she is a Damage Dealer. Her super is called Megalomaniac, and it spawns her ego, which is her mirror self. It spawns her nearby, and it deals as much damage as she does, and has very slight... least lower movement speed, which is important. And yeah, does exactly what she does. If she shoots to one side, her clone will shoot to that side, even if it's like halfway across the map. It's a very interesting super. And on top of that, it does the same damage. It does have half health, but 100% damage. It does have a slightly slower movement speed, which is important because if you throw it onto yourself, you will eventually get separated. But yeah, it's just so good. Honestly, like, placing, it's very interesting. It does charge your super, but it is less than your normal attack. And if her attacks hit, same amount of damage, same everything, unless you have her star power on, which we will dive into in a moment. Something you could do is you can use walls to reposition the clone, or you can walk into the wall and her clone will keep going until there's another wall. So that's a very interesting thing. If you are good at Lola, you will be very good position. So yeah, just keep that in mind. Just like, she is a very high skill cap brawler because of this, and it makes her very unique. There can only be one ego on the map at a time. It can't pick up gems, it can't be healed. I've seen it been healed on healing pads, so I'm not very sure about that. Maybe not, like, by a Poke Super or Gadget or something. But from what I know, it can't be healed. It can't grab bolts. You can't get points in Hot Zone. And, yeah, that's just some things to note about her ego. And then her gadget called Freeze Frame stops her ego from moving for 4 seconds, but gives her a 75% damage shield. It is not like a Lou gadget. She can still attack, which is pretty insane. And yeah, if you aim with Lola, if you auto aim with Lola, it will not. I'm pretty sure the clone will not auto aim. So yeah, just keep that in mind. It's just Lola has a lot of mind games. So, oh man, it's very interesting. And her first star power, this 75% damage shield from freeze frame will be so good. It'll be so good for siege, because you can just body block it. Like, you can body block the siege bot for 11,000 damage, which is completely insane. And then her first star power called Improvise gives her a 30% damage boost on her last ammo, which is 509 damage without any side effects. And it doesn't affect her ego, that damage boost. And this is just pretty good for the average player. And then her second star power, Sealed with a Kiss, makes her ego's attack heal her and her teammates for 100 HP for each projectile hit. That means you can, and it pierces through them. So, like, that means you can hit your, it means you can heal yourself and your teammates and hit all the enemy and hit enemies at the same time, which is completely broken. She's gonna be good. And one way to use her, just like foolproof way, just put her ego right on top of you. It's gonna be doing a lot of damage, or like position it right behind you, so that the ego's attacks will also be healing you with the Sealed with the Kiss star power. I mean, there's just so many mind games. So yeah, that's all about Alola. Let's get into the balancing. First, we will be doing buffs and then moving to nerfs. Ash is getting a rework. So his first star power now charges his rage 3 times more than his normal attack. It was 2%, 2 times more. And he's getting a nerf to the amount of rage he gets when he's damaged. It used to take 5,000 damage to fully charge rage, but now it takes 8.4 thousand damage, which is a significant little thing. You'll definitely want to be using the first star power now. I'm glad I have it now. Yeah, it's just so good. It's definitely going to be better. And I don't know, it's just, we're going to call this a buff. A buff to Ash, but a nerf to healers, because healers used to be so good because you just take damage and then go in with full rage. But now you want to be going a little at, like, you want to be attacking more, so still could use him with Byron, but not as good. It just makes his first star power viable. Second star power is still really good. Frank got a very important buff. I think it's the one of the most important in the balance changes. Frank is the best brawler in the game, in my opinion, in Showdown. So his first gadget can now, just doesn't allow him to be yeeted by Primo, which is pretty good. And then his second gadget now doubles the damage. Irresistible Attraction now doubles the damage of the next shot, plus pulling them in. You use that first shot, and by the time they're pulled in, you're starting that second shot, and they're gonna die. That's why he's so good. And with the Power Grab star power, he can deal 5,200 damage in a 3v3 game. That's not counting any modifiers, no Colonel Ruff supers. And Frank has the world record of the amount of damage done. 15 power cubes, energy drink. You get 15 power cubes, an energy drink, an 8-bit super, a Bell super on a Leon clone, and Leon clones have double damage done to them. So that's 32,727 damage, which is completely insane. Frank is gonna be really good. He already is, because the balance change is already dropped. Griff's business resilience now gives him 10% of his missing health every 2 seconds. It will still be trash, in my opinion. The other star power is way too good. Meg just got a little change. When her robot gets destroyed, she will now have 1 ammo. I like it. Jackie, she doesn't get a shield when she uses her super anymore, but she will also be getting a health buff from 6,440 to 7,000. And her supercharge rate is also getting a buff. It will now take 4 hits to fully charge super from 5. That is just so helpful. Jackie's also going to be meta. I think it's going to be a Frank, Primo, Jackie meta, because Primo does counter tanks. And Ash is also going to be in the meta. So it's just going to be Primo, Jackie, Meg, Frank. It's going to be tank meta, which means Colette's going to be good. It's just, I love tank metas because it makes the meta so good. Because with tanks, you need tank counters. And with tank counters, you need counters to tank counters. And the list just goes on and on. It's crazy. And yeah, Mortis, it had to happen. His Creepy Harvest is getting a nerf. It had 1,800 lifesteal. Now it has 1,400. Still the better star power. Creepy Harvest. I mean, yeah, Creepy Harvest is so good. And yeah, Coiled Snake just is trash. It's gonna need a rework, like a completely different star power. So yeah, into the nerfs. Yeah, so nerfs, Mortis, Brock is also getting a nerf. His rock is go 11% slower. He was way too broken. He still has a big area denial with that incendiary star power, so I don't know how much this will change it. Haven't seen as much Brock though. And then Leon's lollipop drop gadget now decays health for 75 health every seconds, which means this has a 20 seconds max on the battlefield. It's still good though, because it just like that it's gonna be on for a minute, and a minute is a long time if the enemies can't get to it, if you use all three of them. And the green icon at the bottom of the brawler, it does mean that there's a gadget. No, it didn't take a mathematician to find that one out. Now into skin prices. Just basically we're going over up the update. Skin prices. B800 is at tier 0 of the Brawl Pass. On the paid side. For his attack, he shoots a cluster of short-range rockets, and for his super, he gains a cybernetic-looking shield, but it doesn't actually shield him, unfortunately. And when for his losing animation, his cybernetic self attacks him, which is very creepy. And his winning animation is okay, I guess. It just, like, I don't know, just does a thing. Like, normal bull, except a little cooler. Don't know much about Chola. I mean, it's just not great. It's not a great skin in general. I just don't know about it. It's not cool. It's not cool at all. Sorry, Chola, but yeah, I mean, it's still better than normal. The attack animations are pretty cool. Next up is Director Buzz for Power League skin, 2,500 star points, and thank you, Supercell. Now the requirement to get the Power League skin the Power League skin available to buy is to win 60 rounds. There are max of 3 rounds in Power League, and if you win, doesn't change anything. But if you lose and you win 1 round, it will just give you a bit of credit. Super glad Supercell has been listening to people with this one. They just like, yeah, they probably realized it was way too many wins to get 50. Oh man, it's a lot of games. Next up, his attacks. He attacks with Director's clapper boards, and his super is an old movie reel that pulls in enemies, which is pretty funny. And he throws a big fit when he loses, and in his winning animation, he kisses his movie reel and, like, I don't know. He kisses his movie reel and, like, sits down in his chair, I think. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a little while, but yeah, he kisses his movie reel. That's just the big highlight. Now into So the rest of the Brawlywood skins are Captain Crow. It's gonna be 79 gems. His attack and super are spinning knives. And when he loses, he tries to fly away in his super suit and fails. And when he wins, he looks into the sky for evil, then throws his knives on the ground. It's pretty cool. Squeak Buster Gale is 149 gems. And I should probably go over Ghost Squeak. Ghost Squeak. It's 49 gems. It has insane value. He throws spooky ghost bombs, which look cool. And his super is a lantern he throws, which then explodes into tiny ghost bombs. And then he, for his losing animation, he gets dragged into the ground. And then, like, his lamp, like, stays. And when he wins, he sort of, like, his body looks like he's yelling, but his like, face isn't yelling. I don't know, it's kind of weird, but like it's cool, I guess. It's an insane value for 49 gems. Honestly, if you have the gems, pick it up, unless you're saving for this Brawl Pass, which you should. Lola's gonna be insane. So that said about Ghost Squeak, next skin is Squeak Buster Gale. It's 149 gems. Don't ask why Gale gets all the good skins. Like, oh man, I'm pretty sure all of his skins have different attack animations. It's like so crazy. So for his attack, he shoots little ghosts, and for his super, it's a big ghost, and he gets, yeah, you can pretend it's scaring enemy brawlers away, I guess. Not really, but, you know, it's kind of cool. I guess it's kind of the point. For his losing animation, he gets spooked by a squeak ghost, which is actually kind of funny, and when he loses, and when he wins, he sucks in a squeak ghost, and, like, punches his fist in the air, I guess. For Kong Surge, it's the next Brollywood movie star. It's 79 gems. Sorry for the cringe, but Kong Surge has gone bananas. He has a giant banana sword, and he shoots rocks. When he supers, he jumps up and crushes buildings that appear beneath him. And he also has flying helicopters that, like, fly around him. He progressively becomes more monstrous as he upgrades. And, yeah, one second. Tip of the day is... Stew! So, with Stew, this is my only tip for Stew. When attack, okay, so try to get that first super as fast as possible, because it will just like try to get the attack, just try to land of one attack, and then you will be doing so well with Stew. Use the Gassy Heal Star Power, by the way, if you want to be chaining your supers. So, the way you chain your supers is Stew. Aim an attack at someone, try to predict where they're going. I've played Brawl Stars for a little over a year now, so I do know how to actually aim. So aim your attacks to hit somebody. Once it hits them, I mean, right as you shoot it, use your super. Then it hits them. The attack that was just fired, just charge your super again. And then just keep doing that over and over and over again. And you'll be healing so much. You'll be having so much mobility. You'll be dodging all of their shots. And most importantly, why wouldn't you? Honestly, like, why wouldn't you use your super right before it's about to hit somebody? Because, I mean, it doesn't even matter. I mean, it'll help you somehow, some way. Help you reposition yourself, something like that. So, yeah, just be sure to brawl on. Yeah, so just, be sure to use your attacks, and then use your super right before that attack lands, and then you'll be, it is kind of tricky to learn, but once you get the hang of it, you'll be doing really well as Stew. Also, pro tip, if you have a lot of gems, buy that new skin, because it is absolute OP. Back to the episode. Everett just barged in. For his losing in, he's so stupid. For his losing animation... For his losing animation, it's kind of bugged. It looks bugged to me. It's a work in progress, I guess. It's kind of weird. And then when he wins, he, like, pounds his chest and roars. It's pretty cool. And I guess you could count this as a movie star, but Cat Burglar Jesse can be won for free during the World Finals. I don't know exactly how it works, but it's gonna be cool. Her attacks are little, like, black hole thingies almost, and her super is a cat turret, like it looks cool, which also fires little black holes. For her losing animation, she clearly fails to steal the trophy, and yeah, she, like, throws a whining fit. And for her winning animation, she magnetically takes the trophy with her magnetic shockwave. I don't know why I said magnetic so many times. And the Jesse remodel. It's so sad, but also so good. Her turret looks cleaner, but I don't know. It's kind of sad. And then there's going to be... Let's see, the other Brawling skins. There is Headless... No, I'm saving best for last, baby. Count Pengula, 79 gems. His attack, he throws coffins. And his super spawns porters that shoots bats for his... Yeah, that shoots, like, bats. And, yeah, that's pretty cool. They're like vampire porters, and it's super, like, the porter station is like a coffin that opens up every single time they spawn. For his winning animation, he rises from the dead. And for his losing animation, his coffin tries to eat him up and succeeds quite unfortunately. But, I mean, the only thing that sucks about Count Pengula is that Mr. P's underneath it. What does Mr. P even stand for? Piece of sh... Okay, moving on to Swamp G. That's in the Brawloween animation. You should go check it out. It's hilarious. Mortis swearing. He doesn't actually say it, but, like, Jackie's like, I'm so proud of you. All right, Swamp Gene, 79 gems. His attack is a, like, swamp egg that splits into tadpoles. And for his super, he fires a giant swamp fish that pulls enemies close. And his losing animation, his fish friend attacks him, knocks him out, and he sinks. Quite unfortunately. And his winning and then, like, the fish looks like it's coming back for more. I feel bad for him. And his winning animation, he creepily rises from the depths. for the best skin the entire update. Headless Rider Stew. This skin is so dope. It's 149 gems, which is amazing value for it. He shoots with two green axes, and his super leaves a trail of green fire that looks like there's horseshoes imprinted on the ground. And yeah, they're like green fiery axes. His winning and losing animation are the best. He looks so cool. He has like a pumpkin on his head, and he has like a creepy cape, and his belt looks cool. You guys have to see the skin. When he loses his pumpkin head, like, falls off, and yeah, it's pretty sad. And when he wins, he does an epic spin. So he drops his pumpkin on the ground, does an epic spin around it, fire flames up, and then he takes his pumpkin head into his hand. Out of his neck shoots green fire, and then he rolls it around his hands and then puts it back on his head. It's honestly one of the best skins in the game. And then for just other information, there's going to be a 9-win Brawloween challenge, and if you win, you get a cool pumpkin pin, which is pretty nice. It's basically like Nubs. He literally made a YouTube video like Brawl Stars put, like, Supercell put me into Brawl Stars. It kind of does look like Nubs' YouTube channel, though. And yeah, you're going to want to win that challenge. There will be a challenge guide coming out for it, so stay tuned. And there are going to be animated pins for Born Bad Buzz, the Brawloween pins, and Metropolis pins. The Brawloween pins are, if you buy Headless Rider Stew, Swamp Gene, Count Pangula, Ghost Squeak, and let's see, Calavera Piper, Witch Shelly. So if you buy, so like it's in a pack, kind of like the Bad Randoms was, and like the Retropolis pins were. If you buy Headless Rider Stew, Swamp Gene, Count Pengula, Ghost Squeak, Witch Shelly, Werewolf Leon, and Calavera Piper, and there's one other I was forgetting. Darn it. I'll think about it. Yeah, if you get all the Brawloween skins, there's 8, you will get an exclusive pin for each of them, which is so sick. I'm glad Supercell's been doing this. It's, like, really cool. Oh, and Count Pangula. That's the one I was forgetting about, I think. Yeah, no, I wasn't. Skins are the Brawloween... Okay, sorry for rambling. I will get right back to you with the Brawloween skins. But anyways, you get an exclusive pin for each of them, and I'm going to be telling you the pins right now. Moving on to the account progression, this will be kind of fast. So, my current trophies, I'm very close to 18,000. I have 17,867. I'm almost at experience 95. My season and star points is 510. And my highest trophies is 17,898, but we don't talk about that. Oh, crap. My season end trophies is, like, down by 1,000. Either way, my duo victories are 292. My solo victories are 295. My most championship challenge wins is 5. My 3v3 victories are 2,212. Let's see. I don't know my exact power league. I think it's gold one. Yeah. And then, let's see. I have my 5 top highest brawlers is rank 24 Edgar, number 1 highest, fully maxed out. Rank 22 Bull, 599 trophies. And Edgar is at 616, fully maxed out. Rank 21 Buzz, 567 trophies, fully maxed out. Rank 23 Mortis, 565 trophies, fully maxed out. I did get into 695, and then I tilted, but at least I untilted him, because during, like, the middle of the month, I had 518 trophies, so I guess I untilted him. By the way, if any of you podcasters are listening, please help me untilt my Mortis, please. Not just untilt, but push. I want to rank 25 Mortis, please. Rank 21 Surge, power level 8, 5th highest trophies, has his gadget. I'm about to get him power level 9. Don't have enough power points and not even enough coins. 553 trophies. All right, top 5 lowest brawlers. I'm about to push Gene, so that don't make fun of me. I do have Evil Gene. Rank 12, Colonel Ruffs, 195 trophies. Both of his gadget, power level 7. Rank 11 Jean, probably level 6, 170 trophies. Rank 10 Sprout, probably level 5, 147 trophies. Rank 10 Byron, probably level 6, 147 trophies. Rank 10 Mr. P, level 4, 140 trophies. My unlocks are Sprout, 8-bits gadget, Carl's star power. I also got Ash's star power, the good one. The new good one. Daryl's gadget, I got Dynamite's gadget. I think that's it. Oh, and B's star power and Primo's gadget, not the Yeet one. Irresistible attraction, which I'm very happy about. I also did push a rank 20 frank today. That's it. And yeah, that's my account progression. Very short one because I really have to go. Bye. Get to the outro. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. So before in the show, I want to remind you to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Really helps the podcast grow. Today, unfortunately, just kidding, we have a 5-star review. It comes from K.N. Sanders, I know who this is, on Wednesday. This podcast is awesome. Hey, Brighton, this podcast is epic, and shout me out again for this 5-star review like you do all the time. Hudson. P.S. What the heck is wrong with Squirrel Rock? Thank you. Thank you, Hudson. Hudson did just change his podcast from, Chromatic Cast to The Gaming Chair. I helped make his logo, so go check it out. It's called Gaming Chair by Hudson. He does mostly Brawl Stars so far, but he is going to also be doing Splatoon. So yeah, he's going to be doing Brawl Stars, Splatoon 2, and Zelda Breath of the Wild, so definitely go check him out. And there will probably be a new cast podcast, like maybe the Breath of the Wild podcast. I don't know, but Haddon's gonna be doing it, and probably gonna try to find somebody to do a Splatcast as well, because I did just get Splatoon 2, and it is a heckin' fun game. So yeah, go, Splatoon 2 is a very good game, so just, leave 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, really helps the podcast grow. Join the, What am I going to say? Send me an email at brawlcast@gmail.com. Would really appreciate it. New ones? Yeah, no new ones. Send an email. Talk with me. If you do, you get a shout-out. Oh, and if you send an advisor review, you also get a shout-out. Consider donating at Patreon. The link is in the podcast description. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. See you on Facebook. Peace.